B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Here she is, our celebrity insider, A Wood, sneaking off set to give us some casting calls, the movies and TV shows they're making in town.
This week's casting is for a new film called Lily.
Okay.
It's the story of Lily Ledbetter.
Now, who is she? Why is she special?
It sounds like somebody we went to school with in third grade,
yeah.
But no, it's not. She's the lady that really has changed the fact that we are able to sue for pay discrimination.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Employment attorneys everywhere loving her.
Yes, she literally worked for over 15 years at a big, well-known tire factory, and she comes to find out that the entire time she's working, she made half.
Whoa.
Half of what her male counterparts were making.
Doing the same work.
Doing the same work. And if we know, Charlie, how women work, probably doing the same work better. Exactly. Making half of the amount.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Ted and I in the corner like, go Lily.
There is a full-on mutiny happening. We didn't make the rules. I never worked for a tire company. My name's Lemire, not Firestone.
So what are we looking for? I mean, can we get on this set or what?
Absolutely. I am looking for all ethnicities, 18 to 60. But again, for me, I want all the women to go out for this one.
Absolutely.
You're going to be playing factory workers. You'll be playing, you know, working in a tire factory. And 18 to 60, that's anybody. But again, ladies, especially us, we should go out for this one. It's a great
show
film to
up.
Be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want to show up and show out.
I got to hand it to you. It was a good effort trying to pivot. She's not going to let us pivot.
No, that's okay. This is the time where we sit in the corner.
Yep.
We have our signs like, go, girls.
That's right.
Who run the world? And then Tad holds a sign that says, girls.
And there you go. There you go. So listen, if this is you, any ethnicity, 18 to 60, if you want to go out for what I think is going to be one of the most amazing films of the year, Lily is going to be great. Follow me on all social at A Wood Radio. That's on the Twitter, the Gram, and the book. And I will tell you exactly how to submit for Lily.
Please help yourself to a Chick-fil-A gift card on your way out.
That's it?
That made it all better.
Who has worked the shortest amount of time on one job?
Oh, a big shout out to British Prime Minister Liz Truss. After just 45 days in office, she was like, nope, this is too much. The country's in economic turmoil and there's a new king. I'm out. So she
was gone.
The good news is she beat Kim Kardashian. She was Kim Kardashian married for like 46 days.
Right.
And Liz Truss is like, oh, I'll do 45.
Oh, my gosh. So the whole thing with Liz is while she was working, the actual parliament wasn't in session,
right,
except for the last week. So there was a joke in Britain that a head of lettuce has actually outlasted Liz Truss.
So the 45 days is really like a week.
Really a week of actual work.
So she was fine until the other people showed up.
Until she had to do something.
So we want to look for the person who lasted the least amount of time at a job. Courtney in Marietta, what you got for us?
I worked at Starbucks for like less than a month, and I had to do the drive-through at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And I was told that I was not peppy enough. And I said, I don't know anybody who wants to be peppy at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Even if you're getting your coffee, because that could be irritating. She'd be like, oh my gosh, hi, welcome to Starbucks. I'm going to get started for you. You're like, hey, calm down,
exactly,
lady. It's 5:05.
Exactly. That's how I felt.
You are talking to three people who have been fake peppy for many, many decades.
We are not morning people.
I'm not good at that. So I was like, okay, I'm out of here.
You're in good company, Courtney.
Courtney, thank you for the call. And in your honor, I am spelling your name Cortnz. Okay. 404-741-0985. Shortest amount of time at a job. We're talking about the person. We're looking for the person who lasted the least amount of time at a job because it's Liz Truss. Is that
her?
Yeah,
she's essentially the president of the UK. She's the prime minister. 45 days. She gone.
And she's done.
Yes.
That'd be like the
and she
president.
Only worked 7 days. Like, she was elected, but she actually started working a week ago.
I get it. I do. I get it. Have you ever seen, like, on TV, parliament in session.
Don't they wear like the headdress?
Oh,
and
the wigs.
Still?
There's no decorum. Like there's no. It's not civil at all. People are yelling at each other, going at each other.
Fun.
No, it's not a pleasant thing. So, person who lasted the least amount of time at a job, and Charlie,
I lasted one shift, and it was a part-time shift, so it was like 4 hours.
Okay.
It was like a fast fashion accessory store, and I must have missed this in the interview process, but you had to dress the part too, so you had to have a minimum of 6 pieces of jewelry, and you had to wear the fast fashion stuff. Well, I am not a Samantha. Like, I am not a Carrie. I am a Charlotte. I am a pearls, a watch, like a little more conservative with my dress. It was not a good fit at all.
Tad, sidebar, did you understand anything that Charlie just said?
I did, because I worked a shift at Forever 21. Where do you think I got this out? Tia and Carrollton, shortest amount of time at a job?
4 days.
4 days.
Wow.
What were you doing?
Serving at Applebee's.
What's so
wrong? Guys were really feelsy. Like, really.
You're saying the management was handsy?
Not really them so much as the kitchen staff plus the guests, the patrons.
The customers at Applebee's. Nice.
Those men going for happy hour after work before they go home with the kids.
Yes. So I was like, you know, I better just go back to Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse is less handsy than Applebee's. Okay.
Funny enough, I'm making a note to go to Applebee's. 404-741-0985. We're looking for the person who worked the least amount of time at a job after the British Prime Minister Liz Truss lasted 40-something days.
Yeah. Right.
Only 7 actual working days.
Right.
Very impressive.
And she has a pension for the rest of her life.
Sandra,
I don't know. I made that up.
Sandra in Powder Springs, 30 minutes?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Where were you working?
IHOP.
And you can't even get an order out in 30 minutes. What happened?
I worked there for 30 minutes because through the 3 interviews they put me through, they never once went over pay. And so whenever I started, I walked in, they went over pay with me, and then I decided that the 30 minutes I spent there was not worth $2.13 an hour.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even do a shift. Like, you didn't take an order. It was just, like, a conversation.
It was a conversation, an almost order, and then I got to use the bathroom, and I disappeared.
That's funny. I'm not sure if it was Denny's or if it was Burger King, but my friend Mark worked less than that because they wanted him to wear black pants. And he was like, forget this. He was in college. He's
they're slimming.
I'm not buying pants for this job. I was just telling my son last night, I worked at McDonald's for 2 weeks.
Nice.
And he was like, what was it like? And I was like, you put the burgers on the griddle, you press a button, the buzzer goes off, you flip the burgers, you press the button. Like, it is just everybody should work at McDonald's for at least 2 weeks just to see what an well-oiled machine
that
is.
I say that about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I would like to work at McDonald's during the 2 weeks that they have the McRib. That'd be sweet.
You should have seen.
Pay me in McRibs.
Trying to eat a chicken McNugget, like trying to quote-unquote steal, basically, a chicken McNugget was like mission impossible.
Really?
Like it took me a half hour to eat one nugget because I'd have to like sit it on the side of the fryer and then walk around.
Yeah.
You can't just pop it out of the fryer?
No. I saw one kid kneel under behind the fryolator with a stack of pickles, like, and just put them in his mouth all at once. Like, we were starved.
Are they keeping that close tabs on their food?
They are keeping that close tabs on. I had an orange juice in the walk-in one time. I was sure I was going to jail. Brittany and Buckhead.
Yes.
You lasted 1 hour at a job.
I don't even know if I was there an hour, to be 100% honest.
What was it? What were you doing?
It was in college, and it was a little breakfast spot, so I was just going, like, to serve breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It was a home that was built in, like, 1812.
Cool.
My very first day, one of the other servers was like, sometimes you may hear some like commotion going on upstairs. Apparently it's haunted and it's part of like a ghost tour, like for the town, like you can stop there as part of the ghost tour. But apparently the ghost every day goes through the drawers upstairs and makes some commotion. And I was like, nope, I'm done.
Oh my gosh.
I'm curious.
I'm out.
How did the ghosts take their eggs?
I don't know. But
well,
I
didn't stick around long enough to find out.
Hour.
Sunnyside down.
They should probably say this at, like, it's your interview. Like, this place is haunted.
Right.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 824. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Another cold start today, but a warm up to 70. It's 47 in Midtown. What's going on, Charlie?
The top three songs from Taylor Swift's new album, Midnights. You're going to want to be familiar with them if you plan on opening any social media app today. Yeah. That is coming up. But first, Post Malone, Posty. He was at State Farm Arena on Wednesday, and he had another mid-performance injury. Now, if you remember 3 weeks ago in St. Louis, he fell on stage and messed up his back pretty bad.
Yeah,
this time, it was his ankle.
Tell you what, there's little holes in the middle of the stage where fire comes out of it. I just twisted up my ankle a little bit over on that hole there. So if my dance moves aren't 100%, you got to forgive me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do my best.
Dance moves is kind of an aggressive term to use
for what
describe.
He does.
Well, yeah, it's like what a dad does when he's at a wedding.
Oh wow!
It's easier to say that you don't have dance moves than it is to say that you're not very good at walking without falling.
Yeah,
it right. is a good cover up. I like it. So Taylor Swift's new album, Midnights, and it came out at midnight.
Yeah.
I
Perfect.
Was reading yesterday. A lot of people were like taking naps so they could stay up for the release of the album.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more in a second. But want to hear some clips from this album,
yes.
Is that right?
This one is called Mastermind, a song about star-crossed lovers.
What if I told you I'm a mastermind? And now you're mine. It was all by design. Cause I'm a mastermind.
Very Lana Del Rey
vibes. Yeah. Lana Del Rey actually has a song on the album, and they're saying that's the worst song on the album. It was
really?
Disappointing. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Vigilante stuff, all about Taylor and revenge.
Picture me thick as thieves with your ex-wife, and she looks so pretty driving in your Benz. Lately, she's been dressing for revenge.
And the song is not vigilante stuff. It's actually the S word. That's the title of the song.
Oh,
that excites the 12-year-old in you, doesn't it?
Right, okay, And of course, the very self-loathing anthem, the one she has released, we will be playing today, all weekend long, Antihero.
It's me.
So, Charlie, you were saying a lot of Swifties, a lot of Taylor Swift fans were taking naps yesterday so they could stay up late for the new album release. Do you remember the first thing that you were allowed to stay up late for, like when you were a kid, past your bedtime?
I do, and it's very embarrassing. But I remember bargaining with my parents so I could stay up past my bedtime to watch Dawson's Creek because it came on after my bedtime. So once a week, I was allowed to stay up.
I know,
and
it's
watch
a great memory, isn't
Dawson's
it?
Dawson's Creek, and that was the only day I could stay up.
We asked on Facebook, Amy said, my mom having my little sister, that's sweet. She got to stay up late for
cool,
that.
Oh, cool, yeah.
First time Ariel was allowed to stay up was to clean the dishes she didn't do before bedtime. She said, I put a lot of effort into that plan that backfired.
Oh, no.
And you know I love comments like this on Facebook. Donna says, I don't remember having a certain bedtime. Thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Your Facebook privileges have been revoked for 24 hours.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Savannah, you're needing to ask your husband forgiveness, and I understand there's a baby involved?
Yeah, our 5-week-old daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
5 weeks old. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a journey.
So what's the issue? Is your husband not with you right now? Because did you kick him out or what happened?
We got into a pretty big fight about the situation with our daughter.
What happened? Yeah. You say, so he's not at the house, hasn't been at the house for a couple days.
His mom wants to see our baby girl, but she doesn't want to travel here. So he's arranged to take the baby to visit.
Okay.
I'm not invited.
You weren't invited to what?
Honestly, his mom has never really been a fan of me to begin with.
Oh, jeez.
The wedding was like really weird. She sat there with her arms crossed the whole time. And I guess I thought having the baby would kind of, I don't know, extend the bridge over. Like an olive branch, but nothing has really changed.
Yeah, babies always make things better.
She blames me for like stealing him away and moving him to Atlanta.
Oh, jeez.
What's your daughter's name?
Aaron.
Your husband wants to bring Aaron to go see his mom without you.
Yeah.
Did you throw him out or did you just get into a fight and he left or what was going on there?
We had a huge argument, like the biggest we've ever had. And he said I was being unreasonable and I told him to leave. And, you know, he can't even think about taking Aaron on the trip. So I'm just super emotional about the whole situation and having a screaming 5 week old doesn't help. And I'm just like out of my mind tired. So I don't know. I've just had time to cool off and, I would like to apologize to him, get him home, and figure this out together.
Yeah, doing this on your own is probably not much fun. So why don't you do us a favor and sit tight? We're going to try to get your husband, Josh, on the phone, see if we can get some forgiveness. Have you tried to reach out to him on your own?
It's just been like small one-word text. He does check in on Aaron, obviously, but we're not really talking.
Oh, jeez.
So. All right, hopefully we can change all that next. Sit tight, okay?
Okay.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Savannah and her husband, Josh, have a five-week-old baby girl, and Josh's mom wants to meet the baby, but isn't really interested in seeing Savannah. There's some tension between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, and it caused a big argument. Savannah, sit tight. We're going to see if we can talk your husband into coming home and forgiving you.
Hello?
Hey, is this Josh?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I've been better, but what's going on?
Josh, do you happen to be married to Savannah, have a new baby girl named Aaron? Or do we have the right Josh on the phone?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. We're not really talking right now, but...
Yeah. What's going on?
You know, new baby issues and stuff. We just need a little space to sort some stuff out. And I'm busy at work, so we'll be all right.
Yeah, well, we understand that your mom wants to see the baby, but your wife was not invited. Is that correct?
Yeah, my mom doesn't really... She's not a big Savannah fan, let's put it that way.
Josh, we understand that there was like a weekend trip planned or a week trip planned. You were going to take the five-week-old baby Aaron to see your mom. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but where does your mom live? Because you have a British accent.
She lives in London, Crystal Palace.
Oh. You're taking your baby to London without your wife?
I kind of have to. Like the financial stability kind of depends on it. I have to do this.
All right, let's let you know that Savannah is actually on the phone with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Savannah, you never mentioned that your husband was British and taking your kid to London. That's different.
Yeah, there's that.
That's a little small. Okay, and then Josh, what are you talking about? Financial future depends on it and you have to.
I don't know if I can talk about pregnancy and our stuff like that. Can I do that?
I think it's okay. A lot of people go through IVF. So.
Oh, you guys had to use IVF?
Okay.
Yeah, twice.
Oh, two rounds of IVF.
I mean, it was obviously worth it, but it's been a lot.
Obviously, definitely worth it, but we're just over $40,000 in the hole now.
But as soon as, like, in a few weeks, I'm planning on going back to work, so I can help out, and I think we'll get back on our feet.
What if you didn't have to?
What do you mean?
If she gets to see the baby for a week in London... then she'll scratch us a check for $40,000. Like, she'll
pay for it. And did she stipulate no Savannah?
It kind of goes without saying. They don't get on. I mean, they don't talk. Like,
Josh, your mom is bribing you to bring her granddaughter to see her. This is complete manipulation.
It's not. She's just.
It's not. She's paying you $40,000. That's insane.
£40,000, but yeah.
40,000 pounds worth more than dollars? Not to split hairs here, but
we'll come out with about 52 grand.
Oh my gosh!
This is not about money. This is only like the tip of the iceberg. If you allow this, what is next from her? This is so inappropriate. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
There's a boundary issue here for sure.
Take the money off the table, right? Imagine the money isn't even there. Oh, she still has a right to see her granddaughter.
But you just told me the money is on the table. So we're having a completely different conversation now.
What if Savannah went with you? Just get a hotel. You don't have to see mom. Right. They can spend a little time together. You get that money.
I don't know.
The bottom line here is that Savannah called looking for your forgiveness, Josh, because she said she definitely wants you and the baby and her all to be together as a family one way or another. And I feel like you're making progress here. Do you forgive her?
Of course I do. This isn't me running away. This is me giving you space.
You have to come home. I cannot do this alone.
I want to be home. I love you. I want to be home with you guys. But I have to go to London.
Savannah, it sounds like we got a deal. We got money on the table. You weren't going to see the mother-in-law anyway. You can go to London. You can be with little Aaron.
I'll put you up in a spa hotel for half the week. Like,
I don't think we can afford that, but thank you so much.
We're walking away with 52 grand.
Savannah, I would hold out for a better deal. You want to stay at Buckingham Palace?
Maybe Josh, just get home as soon as you can.
I hear they're a bit busy right now. There's a little
right. But Josh, maybe you can get home and you and Savannah can have a conversation. Savannah, you okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Our fee for helping you out is $12,000. <Right. Jeez. laughs> All the love in the world to you guys. Good luck with that newborn.
Thank you.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Kara's out on maternity leave, so I'm filling in for her, answering the questions with Lisa in Sandy Springs. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical.
All right, we got the pleasantries out of the way. Let's kick Tad out of the studio, Lisa.
Step out and start forgetting.
Oh, fighting words.
Good luck to you. Taddy old Taddy high road.
All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. Lisa, we're going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Tad back in. Ask him the same exact questions. You know, if you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. Are you ready to play?
Let's play.
Question number 1. Taylor Swift released her new album Midnights at the stroke of midnight last night. What number on a clock is midnight?
12.
Question 2. The Simpsons going to air a Halloween special Sunday featuring the Stephen King character It. What is It dressed as in those movies?
Clown.
Question 3. Elon Musk revealed that if he actually closes on the deal to buy Twitter, he'll lay off 75% of its employees. What's the name of the car company Elon started?
Tesla.
Question 4. A new Harry Potter interactive experience opens in Atlanta today. Name the villain in those movies.
Voldemort.
And question number 5. Andy Dick was arrested at an L.A. Home Depot for attempting to steal power tools. What's the brand of the best-selling power tools in the U.S.? And a hint, the colors are black and yellow.
I think it's DeWalt.
Wow, nice.
Very nice, bring Lisa. Tad in. We're not going to tell Tad if he gets
them
right.
Oh, we are going to tell him. Oh, yeah. So Lisa got him all right.
Yes.
Yeah, we will not tell Tad if he is right or wrong. She did on a Friday. It's tough.
Dude.
All right, same questions. You don't get told if you're right or wrong until the end. Are you ready, Tad?
Yes.
Number 1, what number on a clock is midnight?
12.
Question number 2, the character It is dressed as what in those movies?
A clown.
Question number 3, the name of the car company Elon Musk started?
Tesla.
Question number 4, the name of the villain in the Harry Potter movies?
I'm going to go Kanye West. I have no idea, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Question number 5, what's the name of the brand of the best-selling power tools in the U.S.? Hint, the colors are black and yellow.
Black and yellow is DeWalt. But I know I lost.
Doesn't even matter. Final score, 5-4. Lisa in Sandy Springs, are you smarter than Tad?
Yes, today I am.
Spare me the pleasantries. Get this over with.
$100 of Tad's money. What are you going to do with it this weekend, Lisa?
I'm not sure yet. Probably a massage.
Oh, a massage. Nice. All right. That's respectable. We'll enjoy it, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hang on 1 second.
You sound so dejected, Tad.
We play twice every weekday morning. You can sign up. Just go to TadTrexandKara.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.